The readings of today are very interesting. On the one hand, we have some of the law is given to Moses. And of course, this is before he actually got the tablets of the commandments. But it's very interesting that God already is telling them not to make false images and false altars for themselves. Only an altar of him for himself. And he says, an altar of the earth. And of course, this is something that we have continued to do throughout the ages, with some exceptions, because an altar of the earth means also the stone of the earth. And so our altars are usually marble or granite or something like that that is noble, the noblest part of the earth. And though sometimes there are wooden altars, there is always an altar stone, which is of marble with the relics inside, that is part of the altar itself. There are all kinds of little things that escape most people, but that one needs to realize, especially when we see why is it that we do this and why is it that we do that. It goes back all the way back to Moses. And in the gospel, the apostles tell Christ that the Pharisees are scandalized at the things that he is saying. Of course, Christ is repeating the Ten Commandments, basically, and they don't like that. And he calls them hypocrites. And he says, you people honor me with your lips, but not with your hearts. Your heart is far away from me. And of course, this is something that is very much a reality in the life of all of the church, in the past, in the present, and perhaps in the future as well. And so we need to try to be congruent. The things that we say need to be in accord with what we really do think. It must come from our hearts, and not one thing here and one thing there, and then we become like this, like the scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. And of course, we do not want to do that or to be that. Today is a very special day for me, because I always have special days. You know, it's wonderful how God gives me so many gifts, and I appreciate them, and I love them. But today is the anniversary of my first Holy Communion, which I received when I was just a little child. I was not yet 5, but the communists had come, and everything was in turmoil, and so I was able to receive it. And I remember, of course, I have pictures, which some of you have seen, of myself, a tiny little tow-headed boy, all dressed in white, with a beautiful candle and the rosary. Unfortunately, the rosary was stolen by one of my cousin's nannies when we were trying to get away from the place of torment on an airplane. And she took advantage, and my mother said later that she saw her do something strange. I guess she went into my little coat pocket. So anyway, that's okay. Hopefully it did her some good. But it was beautiful mother of pearl, so she probably thought it was a necklace. Either way, who knows, maybe that rosary saved her soul. In addition to, I give thanks to God for these years, because very few days in my whole life since that day have I been without Holy Communion or Mass. It has been a wonderful, wonderful thing. We all need to realize as Catholics that our spiritual life is a love story between ourselves and God, and we need to act thus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.